There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You
funny
scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that keeps going for 50 days out from Dragon Con. Then you realize when you get down to 7 days that, oh, there's not much time left. And joining me, fresh from the beauty salon, but she didn't really need any more beautying, Lee.
Aren't you? Oh, aren't you being so nice?
Well, see, what I'm trying to do is be nice so that you forget about all the things up to the previous 43 days.
No. I remember them all. I remember them all. It's okay. I've written them down. I'm old. I forget things, so I write them down.
Oh, my God. Tell me about it. By the way, Lee, so you and I have talked about the Wonder Woman costume. Right? So in jest, I was looking around on I'm sure it was in jest, John, on Amazon for the Wonder Woman stuff. And now even Facebook is, you know, all the ads from Facebook are, hey, here's this Wonder Woman ad. Oh, God, my search history looks horrible at this point.
Well, and I will, my search history kind of scares me sometimes. But I wanted, so I do want to remind people, it's up on the X-Track Facebook page, it's been put on Twitter, is that if the X-Track, when we ask you guys for money and you give money, if by 8 a.m. on Monday morning we have raised $4,000 for the Dragon Con charity, I will be wearing a Wonder Woman outfit.
And what if they only raise $3,000? Then do we get half?
Nope.
75%?
No. You are not getting half of anything. Thank you. No. So raise $4,000. It'll be the first time I've ever really cosplayed at Dragon Con during a period where I'm actually working. But it's all for charity. And that's what I am willing to embarrass myself for charity.
Yeah. And the charity this year is what?
The charity this year is Atlanta Community Food Bank. Food, yum food, and doing that. But before we talk about that too much, let me tell you one other thing we got to talk about. What was it? Oh, the app. The app is updated with schedules now.
No, it's
with
not.
With map.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Okay, it is.
Yes, it is. I looked at it yesterday.
Yes.
It is updated with track schedules. It's updated with maps. It's got a listing of who's coming for the vendors in the America's Mart and where they're going to be in a map and everything else. So it is updated. Also today,
nobody is showing up to Dragon Con this year.
What?
Nobody's showing up to Dragon Con this year.
No. Also, the grid is set up, too, because you can actually get the paper version. I know some people like to get the app and print them out, so you got them both. You're all ready. Woohoo!
Yes. Woo-hoo. So speaking of woohoo,
I would like to talk about food again, because we have the greatest man in the world who knows food giggling behind us as we both go woohoo.
And he is Lee.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. This is Joe, the director of Con Suite, the place where you guys go and get teeny poofs.
Now, we should specify this year that is Con Suite, C-O-N Suite.
Con Suite.
Not that other thing that they have going on over there that sounds like Con Suite, but it's spelled with an S instead of an N. Yeah. So Joe, how have you been? How was last year for you? Did you guys go home? You went home with like a ton of stuff, right?
No food. We,
no food?
It was amazing. It was like locusts. People came in and ate, which is great. It's what we want. And it was fast. I only remember say about 3 hours of the convention.
Well, why is that? You're not supposed to be drinking on the job, you know.
No. It was just a blur. I'm going to try my best to go to some panel. I definitely have to go to Lee's track.
Oh, goody.
Have a present.
Oh, yay! Wait. I get the present.
And you can actually use it for the auction. It's a half inch. Oh, I think it's a 1 inch thick. CNC routed out warehouse 13 logo made out of clear acrylic.
For those of you that aren't friends with Joe on Facebook, he has the most amazing signs that he makes. They're absolutely breathtaking.
And you're making one of those for the giveaway? For the charity?
For you. You can do whatever you want with it.
Oh, for me?
You can get the guest to sign it and then auction it off.
Thank you. I will do that. That'll be awesome. Oh, God, that means we might get $5,000. We might get $4,000.
I see how you bumped it up a little bit there. Like, five. No, it's five now.
Five now. Yeah. Oh, that's Joe. Thank you. That is so cool. Thank you. Yes, I'll get them to sign it, and we will. That will be a great charity giveaway. Awesome. Oh, so,
auction,
so cool.
But yes, mm-hmm. Not giving it away.
Well, no. They have to bid on it. Lots of money.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And like I said,
great cause.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, it is. The Atlanta Community Food Bank is a great, great cause. And, you know, even if you can't give cash, guys, see if you can bring some canned goods or something, because that'll help too. We are very happy with that too.
So, Joe, explain for those who this might be their first Dragon Con or were like me and it took, 6 years to realize that it even existed. What a con.
I still have to walk him back up there, guys. I still have to walk him to it. He gets lost.
What exactly a con suite is, and those that may have even gone to smaller cons don't necessarily have one. But can you explain what one is?
What is a con suite? Okay. A con suite is a place that you can go, you can put up your feet, you can relax. I'm getting feedback here.
Okay. Hold on. Let's see if we can fix that.
Okay. A place you can relax, meet up with your friends, have a bite to eat, and just gather yourself. But the con suite at Dragon Con is slightly bigger because we're
And cooler.
Yes.
We're very cool.
Yeah.
Cheesy poofs.
No cheesy poofs. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. You better have
some pot pies. But, we might get some pot pies.
But nom, 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 right? Ooh.
Nom, nom.
Yeah. Joe hates saying that word, guys, too. He only does that for this podcast. It's so sweet.
I love nom, noms. Well, I used to. I don't like nom, noms. It's been one weird day.
And you know what? We're only 7 days away.
I have to go shopping on Saturday.
Oh, have fun.
What is your shopping like?
We're going to fill up the van.
What is your shopping like? And do they love it? Does Costco or whoever love it when you stop by?
Well, we go to Restaurant Depot now, and they love it when we show up because I present my order like a week in advance. And they will pick it, wrap it, and have it ready for me Thursday of the convention, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And basically fills up a standard-sized cargo bag. We fill it maximum out.
Wow.
But we also go to Sam's once in a while. And I remember once we had like about four of those big buggies filled to the hilt of food. And this lady was looking at us and was wondering, like, what's going on? What are you guys doing? And I just looked at her and says, you know about Anubis, right? The asteroid.
You didn't.
I did. I was also wearing a Star Trek uniform, so she should have realized.
See, you are the reason. I now know Patient Zero at Dragon Con, and now I know the person who is freaking out Metro Atlanta. during Dragon Con about asteroids and whatever else.
Well, you know, if there was an asteroid going to hit, Dragon Con would be the party I'd want to be at for the very end of times.
That is true. I will agree with that. I will agree with that. It's also, as many in the IT community in Atlanta say, not the weekend you want any problems with your server, your network, or anything else, because it ain't getting fixed until Tuesday.
You don't want any major deployments going out. You don't want to put new code out. That website launch is going to have to wait a few days.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Joe, what kind of things can people find there at the con suite?
Wow. Tasty goodness. ice cream cake, PB&J, cantaloupe, jambalaya.
Best PB&Js ever. The best PB&Js ever.
And peanut butter banana sandwiches. Kool-Aid pickle. Kool-Aid
pickle. I'm sorry.
What are Kool-Aid pickles?
I thought I heard you say Kool-Aid pickles. You must have, something must have cut out. So what did you really say?
No. Kool-Aid pickle. Yes.
Okay. Again, I thought I heard you say Kool-Aid pickles. So let's make sure that let me see if I can adjust. What?
Yeah. What the hell are Kool-Aid pickles?
It's a southern treat. You take some pickles, pour the juice out, take your favorite Kool-Aid, pour it in there, and you let it sit for a couple of days.
Oh, my God. That sounds horrid.
And it's scary looking. Sometimes you get red pickles or blue pickles, but they're sweet and sour at the same time.
And extremely phallic.
Oh, my. Yeah. Yum, yum, yum.
That is weird. Okay, so what other weirdness do you have going on over there?
Well, all right, I'm going to have to try these Kool-Aid pickles now. I'm like, ooh. I mean, it sounds really odd, but.
Yeah, we're going to try to make some interesting bug juice this year. I've been loving this movie called Pacific Rim. Everyone has seen it. And I want to make kaiju blue.
I like that.
We're going to mix it with Jones bubblegum soda.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it's going to be very thick, very blue, and tastes like bubblegum.
Oh, that'd be really cool. Now, are you going to soak pickles in there too, or?
No.
All right, then it's still cool.
They're little kaiju bits.
Put relish in there. Just pour some relish in there. Yeah.
Little kaiju bits.
All right.
Of course, we have Subway again, and we're doing Krispy Kreme donuts once again.
Let me ask you, because I think last year was the first year you did Krispy Kreme.
No. Last year was 26th year we had Krispy Kreme.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we did talk about this before, because I mean you've been on like 5 years, it all blends together, really. I'm sure I asked this question last year too. How long does it take for all of your Krispy Kreme donuts to disappear in the morning?
Saturday, they usually take about an hour to completely disappear. Sunday, they go much faster. Mm-hmm. Monday, about 90 minutes.
Oh, okay. And they're not there on Friday, obviously, because con doesn't start until after breakfast time.
No. And we're getting 65 dozen for Saturday and Sunday and Monday, and 60 dozen for Saturday.
Okay, so 65.
You're getting 65 dozen every day?
Every day, except for the first day, it was only, I believe it's 60 dozen.
Well, and I'm doing the math real quick. Let's see.
Wow.
65 times. It's a regular dozen, not a baker dozen, right?
A regular dozen, yeah.
That's 780 donuts going by in about an hour, you say?
Yep.
Going bye-bye in about an hour.
Yeah.
That is a lot of donuts. That is a lot of people.
Yes.
That is, wow. That is a lot of donuts. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. And I go out every day around 3 o'clock in the morning to pick them up.
And just are they just the regular glazed?
Like, no. Glazed, fancy.
So
I believe we're going to get, I think they're called cinnamon bun donuts this year.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I've been there when they've had the chocolate frosted, and they were awesomely tasty.
Now, Joe, I've seen you. You're a tall man, but you're not a large man. How is it possible that you stay fit with all that, with 760 some odd donuts in front of your face?
I don't eat really during the con. I don't know why.
Because you know where it's been. You know where that food's been.
I pick throughout the year.
Okay.
So I pick throughout the show.
Cool.
So I walk a lot. I love walking.
And a con, you get a lot of time to walk or stand up. Even just standing, by the way, people, burns calories. So better than sitting. And better for your spine, too. But go on.
Well, I wanted to know, how in the world, I mean, if you're up at 2:30 to go get the donuts, I mean, that's early, Joe. Do you get any sleep? You don't get any sleep.
Yes, I do. I get sleep on Thursday night and Monday night.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's
then you you break the basic con rule, though.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah. But
two meals. Yeah, it is in a row. It is supposed to be in a row. Yes. 4 hours in a row every night of con.
I'm sure he takes a shower.
I know he takes a shower, but he smells very nice. No. Oh, wait. Hey. Yes.
Do we have a love connection?
No, in a nice way.
How would you say you smell good in a bad way?
Okay, I will sleep. I will get some sleep.
No, you lie, but that's all right. That's okay. Lie to me.
I'm fabricating, not lying. Fabricating.
Okay.
Yes. The first day we are getting 60 dozen. We're getting traditional cake, chocolate ice, 17 glazed dozen, assorted dozen, and the sample, which is basically the pumpkin and spice or the, I think it's called cinnamon bun. Yeah, donut. Yeah.
And not that I, as you said, pumpkin spice, because not that I don't want people to go up to the con suite, but folks, pumpkin spice is coming out early. It'll be at the Starbucks by the time of Dragon Con.
Yeah, but
I'm really excited about that.
Are you getting the, let's see, I just saw it go by because I went over the Krispy Kreme, the banana pudding or the carrot cake?
We can do that. That's
easy.
Yes. Banana pudding. Let me write this down.
We are getting
big jugs or big tubs of chocolate pudding. Remember in The Walking Dead, little Carl was eating a big can of chocolate pudding?
On top of the house. Yeah.
I found those cans.
Not the same exact ones, right?
No, but I'm going to put a label on it saying, Carl Grimes, that's good pudding, chocolate pudding.
Good pudding. God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Don't you wish he were there so you could get a picture of it with him?
Oh, yeah.
In that big cake pudding. Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh, man.
Oh, so that's cool.
We're going to have an ice cream social.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday at 4, we had a thing going on our website asking people to pick one of your favorite houses from Game of Thrones. Targaryen, Starks, Lannister, Bolton, and here's another one. But the winners are Targaryen and Stark. So we'll have a Targaryen cake and a Stark cake. You're going to ask people to come in and pick, which one you want. What slice do you want of either cake? And at the end of the ice cream social, we will find out which is the mightiest house.
Huh. It's interesting because I would have thought Lannister would have come in over Targaryen.
Well, Lannister, I think we got like 17 votes for Lannister. Mm. One vote for Bolton.
But isn't the whatever Targaryen, isn't that the one that uses, she has the little dragons?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, then that's why she won. Dragon Con.
I just
showed that I don't watch Game of Thrones.
It could also be that she's cute and not sleeping with her brother, but you know. Oh, spoiler.
Yeah. But Lannisters are cool. They have great fashion sense.
Yeah. And they pay their debts by borrowing money, but.
That's true. They do pay their debts.
So we might have a
Lannister cake. We might.
Just out of coins. Just chocolate coins. There you go.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's a good idea. Very good idea.
But hey, look, I'm full of ideas. All of them food related, but and if you look at me, you'll know I'm full of food ideas. Okay.
He is full of ideas. And hold on a second. Wait, John.
Yes.
Where is the con suite? Let's see if you can remember something.
The con suite is, God damn it. I don't know the name of the hotel. It's the one that was the original hotel, right?
Actually, that's wrong.
Oh, geez.
That's wrong.
I don't know my Dragon Con history. It's the,
come on,
Hyatt?
Begins with an H. Yeah,
well, it begins with an H.
Yeah, very good. And where is the con suite in the Hyatt?
It is on the third floor. Is that right?
No.
Second?
Second.
Okay.
Second floor.
Damn it. And it's somewhere, it's next to a wall. It's like next to a ledge that looks over the center.
Oh, dear God. Folks, it's in the Hyatt. It's on the second floor. You take the stairs up from right near where the small little cafe, Starbucks, and little shop is at the Hyatt, right across from the new bar. You go up one flight of those stairs, and then you turn to the right, and it's right there. John cannot find it.
Don't take the elevator.
Don't take the elevator. It's one, unless you really, really cannot take the stairs, which we understand there are people who can't. But if you can't take the stairs, please take the stairs. And take them especially on Friday, because that's the only day they're not going to be sticky to your shoes.
They're not sticky. They're made so therefore you have a nice grip on the stairs.
They're sticky.
What are they sticky from, though? That's my question.
We don't want to know.
That's always my question.
You don't want to know.
Why would you ask that?
I don't know. Because I want to know.
The room numbers are room 223 and 226. And we are open Friday, 5 minutes after registration opens.
And then when do you close?
We close Monday about, I think, 5 to 10 minutes after the closing ceremonies.
Oh, where are the closing ceremonies?
I don't know.
You never get to see him, so how would you know?
Yeah, I never get to see him. Hold on.
I honestly did not know that there was such a thing.
Yeah,
I didn't know. Yeah. Well, look.
Yeah, there's an opening ceremony, too.
Only like 12 years going or something, so what do I know?
did you know there's an opening ceremony?
I had no clue. No.
And there's a banquet of honor.
Well, I know about the banquet of honor, but that that's only because from talking to Eternals and whatnot. But
that was fun. I was honored 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I got the Georgia Fandom Award.
You got the what award?
The Georgia Fandom Award.
Oh, Georgia Fandom Award. Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Did you get that last year?
Nope, 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Okay.
Well, who took the mantle last? Who took the mantle from you last year?
I don't know. I was cooking.
I was busy working. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
Probably blogging or something.
So, Lee, you're going to get to wear a Wonder Woman costume. I can't wait.
On Monday.
Can't wait for what?
To see
on Monday?
To see your Wonder Woman.
Your Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman.
$4,000 to the charity for Dragon Con. Okay, which people give money?
Which costume are you going to wear now? Are you going to?
Well, I've actually gotten it from Etsy. It's much more the Wonder Woman I grew up with. But I will say, no, I'm not going to say anything. It's based on the Linda Carter costume.
Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not the pantsuit one, right? Not the pantsuit.
No, no pants. No pants. No. I like that one, but no, it's no pants. There are bottom clothes, though, because I know somebody was going to think that. No, there are things on the bottom, but yeah, no pants.
Okay, she's good.
She's going as Diana, you know, attorney Diana. See, I'm Wonder Woman.
I would love to go as She-Hulk. The problem is going as She-Hulk, I don't want to have green makeup all over me.
Well, just again, go
Why
as...
not?
Well, I guess you got to put the face makeup on, right?
Itchy. Yeah, it would be the face paint. It would be itchy, I think. I'd smudge it. Somehow I would smudge it. I know me. I would smudge it.
I don't think itchy is the problem. I think more like green everywhere for the next, you know, week is the problem.
Okay. The Dragon Con, green everywhere. Yeah, that's the other, that's the problem too. All right, so the Dragon Con opening ceremonies are Friday at 6 p.m.
Uh-huh.
But Dragon Con's been open for like 8 hours by that time.
Well, no. Most people are starting around 11:30 or 1. And the closing ceremonies are at 4 p.m. on Monday. I knew that one. But I don't. And it's in main programming. I'm trying to find it. It's in Hyatt Regency 5. V equals 5. Yeah.
V equals 5. Yes, V equals 5.
V equals 5.
It's also for Vendetta.
Look, it's been a really long day.
She went and got her hair done.
It took a long time.
Yeah, she missed a whole podcast.
I have to get my hair done. Trust me. There was a lot of gray. You know what? If I could shave my head, literally there are days when I would love to do it. I would love to. I'd do it tomorrow.
It works for me. It works for me.
But right now I just spent a lot of money on my hair, so now we're not going to shave it off anytime soon. So, okay, if somebody is coming up to, now I know you have lots of different food because you said you're going to try to do a lobster bisque and some other stuff. And you don't put out what times those are going to be. But is there times when maybe especially for somebody who's new to Dragon Con, to experience the wonder of the con suite, is there like a time, 2 a.m. Saturday morning, they should show up because that would be a good time to show up?
Well, it all depends. Like, if there's a mad rush, we will scramble and we will start putting food out. Good times. Try around lunchtime, around dinner time. Think of Turner. Remember back in the days when Turner, the TV station, TNN?
Yes, when it used to be after, they would start everything 5 minutes after the hour, after the half hour. Yeah.
Yeah. We do things like that.
Ah, okay. That's a smart idea. Okay.
Yeah, but if you show up and there's no food out, give us some time, and let us regroup, and we'll put more stuff back out. There'll always be nachos. There'll always be popcorn. Always be PB&Js and meat sandwiches
and lots of Coke products.
Candy.
Right.
No Coke. Pepsi.
But you're in Atlanta.
Right. Go Coke Pepsi.
I love going there, man. I can get Mountain Dew. It is awesome.
Yeah. A lot of, about 1,000 gallons of product will be going through the concert.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 5 minutes after the hour. Very good. Very good.
Yes. So, but if you are in desperate need of food, just ask one of our staffers or volunteers, like, hey, my blood sugar is crashing. Can you, like, fix me something or is there something I can have? And we'll see what we can do.
Yeah. Because we do understand blood sugar crashing, and we do want to, we don't want that to happen. But as Joe says every year on this, and I say every year on this, do not plan to only eat in the consuite. That's not what it's for. It's right. for snacks. It's yeah. not for full meals.
Yeah,
although my husband would argue that donuts do count as a full meal. But.
Well, donuts with, like, hamburger patty. That's a meal right there. And we tried this last year, and it worked. We tried peanut butter and bacon.
Well, bacon works on pretty much everything, right?
I heard somebody else who likes the peanut butter and bacon thing, and I don't know that I'm brave enough.
You love it. It is fantastic. A nice, crunchy peanut butter. Ooh, 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 ooh. And an applewood bacon. Yeah, yeah.
How much bacon do you actually keep on hand?
Oh, wow. A lot.
How many pigs worth? How many pigs worth of bacon do you have?
Like about 5 pigs of bacon.
Wow, that's a lot of bacon.
It's not like a bacon fest bacon, but we are doing potatoes, like roasted potatoes with cream cheese and bacon.
Roasted potatoes and cream cheese. Ooh, that actually does sound good.
Yeah. And I'm trying to find a way.
That's like Dragon Con poutine or something. That sounds really good.
Yeah. So we do offer a lot of protein.
Protein's good for you people.
Yes.
Yes.
But I have been getting emails from people asking if we're going to be a gluten-free consuite. Thank you.
I have a friend with celiac, so I understand gluten free, but that would be very difficult.
Yeah.
Having completely. Yeah.
And the deal is that it's not cheap to be gluten free. It's actually relatively expensive.
Yeah. If you have food allergies and if you have like certain restrictions, I'm sorry, but we really can't help you. We'll try, but
just be glad he's not making you eat spam.
Yeah, well, spam is gluten free.
Is it really?
Most meats are. Most meat products are, actually. Yeah.
Okay, but spam is a meat product. There's stuff in spam. I don't know what it is.
Well,
hey, pork shoulder and ham. Hold on. Yum, yum.
We've got the internet. Yeah. Let's find out if spam is gluten free. Hold on.
Thank you, sir.
Gluten free. Oh, it's a very popular. It's a very popular.
Did it come up really? In the search? Oh my god, that's hysterical. Okay.
Yep. In fact, spam is gluten free.
Yeah.
So, there you go, folks.
I'll give her a spam popsicle.
And of course, that's probably not what you're they're looking for in that case. I'm betting if they're gluten free, they're probably also thinking better about their diet.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I just heard spam popsicles, and I thought, oh my god, cold frozen spam. And I just I threw up my mouth a little bit.
Stop autoplay.
Deep fried spam. Yum, yum.
Deep fried spam?
Yes. I would love to do that in the consuite. Deep fried spam or... We are going to be serving... we're going to be doing spam sandwiches with white bread. Velveeta cheese and lots of mayo.
Of course. I mean, I'm sorry, if you are eating spam, you got to be putting it on white bread with mayo. Yeah. If you're doing it as a spam sandwich, yeah. Yeah. I agree.
With wasabi mayonnaise. Have you ever tried wasabi mayonnaise?
I have.
Isn't it wonderful?
It's not a bad thing. I will agree with you. It is not a bad thing.
So we're getting a case of wasabi powder. basic mayonnaise, some lemon zest, water, mix it up, voila.
Now, that how on top of how airborne can that wasabi powder become?
It's great for, like, if you're walking down the street and someone's trying to mug you, keep your wasabi powder in your pocket.
Is it better than the powder that the old school wrestlers used to use to blow in the other wrestler's face?
Yeah. It's better than talc. Yeah.
Talc, that's right. They did just use talc.
Is that what they used to do, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, well, they used to do all sorts of fun stuff. Well, I guess they still do, but now they're more, you know, naked while they do it.
About it. Okay. So as we're coming to the close of this one, so Joe, is there anything we should let people know about the Con Suite that we haven't so far? Other than you are a fun group of people, there's going to be some things going on in the Con Suite. There are movies going on. There are people to talk to. There is no smoking in the Con Suite. It hasn't been smoking for years. That's an Atlanta rule.
And also, no vaping.
Yes. We've mentioned this a couple times. But yeah, he's right. No vaping.
No vaping. No. We've talked about that. Yep. Hotel rule. That's not a Dragon Con rule. Hotel rule.
Well, it's an Atlanta rule, really.
And it's an Atlanta, and mostly is really an Atlanta role, so yeah.
Yes. We're going to try to show every episode of Invader Zim.
Have you attempted this before? No, you attempt every year to do different things, right? With the shows that are in there. So every episode of Invader Zim.
Back to back.
That's pretty cool.
How many episodes? Oh, I mean, he has a lot, doesn't it?
I think there's like about 30 episodes.
How many?
About 30 episodes, I believe.
So that's at least 15 hours, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of Invader Zim. Somebody is not going to like you at the end. Although you do tell the story. And why don't you tell us that story again? Because I like this story so much.
Oh,
you know which one I'm referring to, right?
About Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
Yes, yes. We were showing the trilogy, and we had people just hanging out and watching it. And I, like, you know, there's a convention going on out there.
And you had one guy that was there for, like, the entire time.
The entire time, yes. He watched all three movies back to back.
It's like, you could have done that at home, dude. You didn't have to spend. You didn't have to spend.
I'll give you the Blu-ray. Here, take it with you.
I feel bad for you. Go.
Yeah, go now. You're there for an hour. You go now.
You go now. You're so terrible. You're a terrible, terrible man. So, also, just asking you the question: what are you dressing? I mean, I'm assuming we're doing our Cisco one night or one day.
Actually, I'm working on a new Class A uniform. DS9, a brand new one. I make new uniforms every year because my body changes. And I also purchased a white dress uniform.
Oh, really? You would look very snappy in a white dress uniform.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That will be very cool at the ball. That will be.
Yeah. And I was thinking about wearing a Wonder Woman costume on Monday, but since somebody is going to be wearing one, I
would love you to wear one. I would love everybody in solidarity with me to wear that, because I am going to be very, very embarrassed. We are not going to fib about that.
So, are you going to have the golden lasso?
Oh, yeah. I got the lasso. Y'all don't understand. I am going to be embarrassed. I don't do these things because I've literally never really dressed up at Con. I'm actually trying to think, have I ever, I don't think I've ever worn a costume at Con, and I've been going 19 years.
Yeah. See, that's not good. Come on, join the dark side. Put a costume.
Join the church. Oh, God. Well, I am this year. For charity. For a good cause, I am this year.
Yeah. Oh.
So,
Aww.
So are there, so we did mention food allergies a little bit. And
right.
folks that, you know, there are going to be nuts around besides just the people behind the counter. And dairy, obviously, you're not making any guarantees that there's anything in here that isn't going to trigger an allergy, right?
Right. We will have signage up saying, telling people the threat, you know, what we are serving. Like, if we're serving shrimp, we'll be on the board.
Yeah.
Right now we're serving shrimp. Right now we're serving seafood. Right now we're serving something with nuts in it.
Yeah, because I actually know someone that can't even be in the room if shrimp is out.
That's me. I can't be in a room.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have a seafood allergy.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because, you know, it's not for me. It's for everyone else. Therefore, we will have the food. I will step out. And once the seafood's gone, I'll come back in.
I'm sorry, Joe. Hold on a second. John, I think Joe is giving you a list of all the ingredients they use. And John, I think it's time for you to read it so people would know.
Oh, dear God.
Yes, we do have a list. Is it still up?
It's still up.
Where's the list?
It's still up. I looked earlier this week to see if I could figure out a way to take down the site.
And I wrote it down.
You wrote it down?
To remember to ask him to do it. Yeah.
Okay. Read it off.
Oh, God. Okay. Are we ready for this?
Come on. We're ready.
All right, hold on. Let me just make sure. I got to pull it up. Here's. By the way, if you go through the Dragon Con site and you go to the con suite, and all these links will be up on the post that this is on. But there is a link to the con suite. I think if you just go to where to go or what to do or something like that. Not what to do, but
yeah,
it's one of them. Anyway, look, you can just do a search for con suite really on the site. And then you'll see a big exclamation point on the site that says, you know, hey, food and or drink may contain, excuse me,
the following.
Dairy, nuts, sugar, water, fish, pork shoulder and ham, red dye number 2, yellow dye number 5, fruits, vegetables, pepper, garlic, peppers, eggs, green bell peppers, red bell peppers, flour tortillas, cheddar cheese, baconese, Monterey Jack cheese, salsa or taco sauce, Twizzlers, bacon, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and or salad dressing, red potatoes, beans, kernel corn, green olives, green onions, olive oil, vinaigrette, salad dressing, fresh parsley, bread, spinach, egg noodles, peas, bacon, vitamin A, asterisk, salmon, yes, they'll have salmon, salmon, vitamin C, asterisk, calcium, iron, kosher bacon, really? Okay, fudge brownies, bananas, cream cheese. I didn't know there's such a thing. Anyway,
there isn't such a thing unless it's turkey bacon.
Cream cheese.
It is turkey bacon.
Okay, vanilla.
Well, then there you go. That's fine.
Milk chocolate covered bacon, cheese, ravioli, broccoli, Buffalo Wild Wings. No, Buffalo Wild Wing sauce. Now I'm actually doing chains now at this point. Buffalo wing sauce, Texas Pete, coffee, Colombian decaf coffee, tea, juice, banana, apple, orange, papaya, mango, pork. Mango and pork go well together. Let's see. Guacamole or giacamole or guacamole, depending on how I'm going to pronounce it at any one point. Salt, lime, lemon sweet Italian sauce. That sounds good. Meatballs, peanut butter, jelly, tortilla chips, off-brand pink stuff, red apples, granny apples, wheat, celery, red meat, brown meat, Soylent Green, soy, i.e. tofu, carrots.
You missed the pink meat.
What did I miss? No, I said, oh, yeah. Okay. Red meat, pink meat, brown meat. Red fish, two fish. Three fish, four blue fish, whatever. carrots, Swiss cheese. Look, this is a very long list, and you single typed it too. Single line spaced it, whatever. Swiss cheese, paste enchilada sauce, kangaroo sea salt, pita chips, bacon, fruit cocktail, kosher dill pickles, orange juice, Kellogg's assorted cereals, whipped butter, non-whipped butter, hash browns, Vienna beef hot dogs, sugar in the raw, peanuts, macadamia nuts, walnuts, pistachios, jujubes, curcial white, curcial white. I don't know what that is.
Ketchercell white.
Oh,
Ketchercell
white. Okay. I have no, still don't know what that is. Breen.
Preservative.
Okay. Breen C8H10N4O2. And look it up, kids. Sabret onion tomato sauce, breakfast sausage, fully cooked tomato, tomato patties, turkey patties, sauerkraut. This is a very long list. Torini hazelnut syrup.
Yum, yum, yum. Oh.
Splenda, chipotle, veggie soup. Hold on, my daughter wants to talk to me. Yes. Good night, sweetie.
Love you.
Love you, too. All right. No Coke, Pepsi. Tuna fish, Vidalia onions, Undui.
Vidalia.
Okay, sure, whatever. foodie. Undui sausage. Undui? Cheese ravioli, breaded chicken nuggets, watermelons, a sweet Italian sausage, fresh and or saltwater shellfish, eel, almost to the end, white rice, brown rice, yellow rice, dirty rice, long grain rice, rice that was inexpensive on the day that we bought it and we liked it. As you know, rice fills people up and it's inexpensive and easy to prepare. And okay, where was I? Bao, wedding soup, miso soup, and of course, spam. Oh my god.
Yay, John. Yay. You did it.
That's pretty much our shopping list.
Every year I feel exhausted after this podcast, and that is exactly why.
Yeah.
I don't remember saying vanilla. I see vanilla on this list, but I don't remember ever saying it.
But how many times is cheese ravioli is on that list?
Is cheese ravioli on there?
Yeah, ravioli's on there several times.
Is it really?
I like it. Yeah.
I can't. It's just all a blur to me. I can barely pronounce anything by the time I get to the end, or even in the middle, or even at the beginning.
I have to make this as a sign, a big granite sign.
Oh, we're very small type.
Yeah.
Big letters that may contain and very, very tiny type all the rest of it.
Okay, well, it is Joe's last question time.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's my last question, and then you'll come up with another one. Okay, so... Oh,
you know what I forgot to do? I forgot to put my glasses on. Now I can actually see the damn thing. It's a relatively new thing. My eyesight has went bad really quickly as far as reading.
Me too.
And so I'm not used to it. And then now I put it on. I'm like, oh, hey, everything's clear. Anyway.
Kind of amazing, isn't it?
Go on,
okay, so, I know. All right, so here's my going on here. I'm just curious. If you are, okay, so at some point you're going to have to be out of your room, okay, because they're doing seafood stuff. So you have to be out of there. What time are you trying to do this so you can go and see a panel or an actor or somebody you really, really want to see?
Well, I'm going to try to make the Klingon karaoke. I'm going to try to make...
Oh, is that a thing?
I got to go see... Huh?
Yes. Is Klingon karaoke a thing?
Yes. Yes.
Why have I never seen this? Okay, go on.
Well, you and I have to go together then.
All right.
I'm going to go to Trader Vic's on Thursday.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. I have never made it there, but this is the first time. I got to go.
You're going
to
make it.
Patrick Stewart and all the track panels. I have to go there.
Okay.
I'm going to try to make part of the dance. There are dances, right?
I think there are.
Yeah.
There are a lot of dances. Oh, yeah. The military ball is the one you're trying to go to, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm definitely going to.
You can dance if you want to, you know.
Yeah. You can lead your character.
He's a great dancer.
You know,
but your friends don't dance.
Well, if they don't dance,
they're not friends of mine. No.
Oh my god, I can't believe we just did that. That was awesome. Okay, so all right, so you have some time. You've got some things. I am very proud of you, sir. I am. You are the first director who has a plan.
Well, I have a great staff. My staff is unbelievable. These guys and girls, they work their butts off. because they love food. They love serving people. They love entertaining. And I have to take my hat off and salute every single one of them. And if it was not for them, we would not have a concert.
Well, and if it weren't for your leadership, they, you know, that would be true too.
No, I'm just the guy who points and yells. But I love the volunteers in the concert. They are inventive. We don't have a menu. We don't have a set menu. I just tell them, hey, have fun. Here's the food. Have fun.
And just put the shellfish out at this time so I can have an excuse to be out of the room.
Yeah. Well, we found a great source for fresh seafood. And I want to give people a nice meal. So, thank you, Restaurant Depot. I love that place.
That place is awesome.
All right, Joe. Well, I have my last question for you.
Okay.
If you could only have three foods on an island that you had to eat for the rest of your life, let's assume that you always have fresh water. What three foods would they be?
Three of them?
Yes.
Okay. White Castle cheeseburgers. Red hot dogs. And Alton Brown's corned beef.
Well, you got all your proteins and in your starches there. Oh, you're doing pretty. But you don't have any veggies.
That's what the White Castle cheeseburgers are.
Well, okay,
they're vegetable. They've
got that's an onion and a pickle.
Yeah, okay.
Mayonnaise.
Wait, I mean, White Castle. Oh, that's true. They do have onions and a pickle, but I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not really a veggie.
Well, they are a vegetable.
Technically, they're at one point, the pickle was a vegetable.
Technically, well, until we put it in there with Kool-Aid. I don't know what it is now.
Wait. They have ketchup on the hamburgers.
Oh, well, they can.
Oh, God. The 80s school lunch menu. There you go. Thanks, Ronald Reagan. There we go. We got ketchup. All right.
Well, we got all political all of a sudden. All right.
Sorry.
All right, Joe, thank you so much for joining us, and thank your awesome. Wonderful
thank
volunteers.
You.
They are
thank
awesome.
Thank you for having us.
And you guys do a great job every year, even though I can never find you. I still question whether or not you exist, but...
You've been up there now twice.
I know, I've been up there.
Victor Hills three times. So there's no place like the con suite.
Then we appear, it appears. Bacon appears suddenly in front of you.
So people, if you see John kind of wandering around the Hyatt,
looking up,
and he looks a little hungry, and he's trying to figure out where to go, help him. Get him up to the con suite. Yeah. Just get him up there. Joe will take it after that. But just help him get to the right place. Thank you.
All right, Joe. Thank you once again.
Thank you for having me.
So until next time, this is John for Joe and Lee saying peace.
And no spam.
Lots of spam.
What's happy, Manny?
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow the geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.